This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour, and this is your home for the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops, and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on a local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. Best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at @Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Now, much of the nation, including the Deep South, has been in a deep freeze this week. But one of the things that has kept us thinking about getting back on the water is the new season of fishing shows that have popped up since the first of the year. Now, three of my personal favorites are the Bass Pros by Bass Pro Shops, featuring many of the Elite Series pros, plus pro-turned-commentator Davey Height, and hosted by our own Mark Zona. I also love Bassmaster Live and Elite Series MC Dave Mercer's Facts of Fishing show, along with Mark Zona's Awesome Fishing show. Now, that's a noun and an adjective. Zona's show is produced by JM Associates, who also produce Bassmaster Live and the Bassmasters on ESPN2. And joining us today, to pull the curtain back a little bit, is Mike McInnes from JM. Now, fantasy sports is huge in America, but how many of you actually know that fantasy fishing is a thing? Yeah, your idea of fantasy fishing may be 74 degrees in March on a full moon at Toledo Bend. And while that's pretty good, you can actually play fantasy fishing at Bassmaster.com during the Elite Series. It costs nothing, and you can win great prizes. Ronnie Moore writes a fantasy article for the website and is part of the Bassmaster Live TV crew as well, and he'll join us to discuss some fantasy strategies. And finally, no longer a rookie, Jesse Wiggins is set for a big year two on tour, and he'll join us to discuss prepping for the season and if the Alabama gang has a home state advantage at the opener on Lake Martin. We'll also discuss boater safety in the wake of a week of tragedy in the tourney fishing world. So grab a cup of coffee and jump on board as we pull this show off the dock. It's a frozen fantasy edition of Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. The Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods returns to Greenville and Lake Hartwell. Takeoff will be at Green Pond Landing and Event Center, and the weigh-ins will occur at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville. Be sure to check out the fan favorite Geico Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo presented by Dick's Sporting Goods. Once again, it'll be held in the 250,000 square foot TD Convention Center, the biggest event in professional angling. We'll see you there. Additional details at Bassmaster.com.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. And as I said in the open, I'm a geek for fishing shows. I just love fishing shows. And the one that really grabbed me first, of course, was Jerry McInnes's The Fishing Hole. And in fact, I even named a tackle shop that I had The Fishing Hole, but only I spelled hole, W-H-O-L-E, like wholesale. But that was back in the 80s on the Finger Lakes. And reading Jerry's book, I was so fascinated to read how they shot like 8 minutes at a time on film, on 16-millimeter film or whatever it was, and reel to reel, and charge the batteries up and all that stuff. And of course, now all the new shows are coming out for this upcoming year, and then soon we'll have Bassmaster Live and all of that with the Elite Series getting started. But I'm fascinated by the production of these events, so I decided to get Mike McInnes of JM Associates, the producers of the Mark Zona Show, and of course Bassmaster TV as well, and Bassmaster Live and all of that, and have him kind of help us pull the curtain back a little bit on how these shows are made. And he joins us now. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Glad to be here. I'm doing well.
Can you imagine? Now, you were a little boy then, so I would assume that, you know, it wasn't like you were involved, but just hearing the stories that your dad has told about the way they shot The Fishing Hole on film, and then even after they had the opportunity to use tape and so on, he still shot on film because he liked the way it looked, right?
Yeah, it was a great look, and I was on a lot of those shoots, and it's what a different world it was back then compared to what it is now. I mean, we were out there with one Charlie Parker, we called it. It was a CP film, 16-millimeter film camera, one camera op, and, you know, basically one opportunity to get whatever it was that we were getting, you know, or he was getting. So you would, you know, as he said, he'd have 8 minutes of film before it would run out. You try to get as much as you can on the water. Then you have to stop down and go over to the bank, and our camera guy would stick his hands in like a blanket and remove the film and put a new canister in, and a big process just to do that. Mm. And the post process of that was even more intricate. Whereas today we're going out with, you know, two or three cameras and four or five GoPros and underwater cameras. What a different world it is today.
Yeah, it sure is. And that's what I want to talk about. Let's talk a little bit about Zona's Awesome Fishing Show, a show that you guys produce. And the most recent episode, we saw Z out by himself fishing on his home lake and so on, and talking about cold, deep water and all of that good stuff. How many people are involved? We know there's a camera boat, obviously, but how many people are involved in the production? Because we don't see anybody else. We rarely will see the cameraman that's in the boat, but then often we see shots of Mark fishing in the boat by himself, in this case with no guests. And then there's a cameraman in the boat, and, you know, we see the overhead shots as a drone. So how big a production is it to do a one-man fishing show like that?
Well, it's still a pretty lean, mean crew. We'll have two camera ops that are running the bigger cameras, the big HD cameras, and then we'll have, sometimes those two will also man the drone cams and the GoPros. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'll have a third crew there, third person there to help with that. And then you've got, typically a camera boat operator. So, you know, three to four people in addition to Mark Zona, which, yeah, you know, it's not a lot. You just take the days and you take the time to get everything that you want to build the shows.
Yeah. And you know, another part of it is the drone, by the way, is very fascinating. But are there a lot of different cameras, the GoPros and the other cameras, are they all filming kind of at the same time, and then in post-production you guys put it together the way it'll look on TV?
Well, I'd say both. Sometimes not at the same time. Sometimes we're just shooting the big cameras and we're just getting the meat of what Zona is doing, what he's talking about. He's looking at the camera, he's explaining what he's doing. We have two camera angles of what he's showing. And then we come back and do more GoPro and more drone. Not that he's recreating the same thing or saying the same things over again.
Right.
It's just shot with drones and GoPros, and those shots are utilized in what he was, you know, explaining or showing with the big cameras.
Mike McInnes, JM Associates, with us talking a little bit about how they do these fishing shows and how they shoot them. Now, So I imagine that the camera boat is loading a guy in and out of the boat, because there are scenes that we see that the fisherman's in the boat by himself. In this case, Mark Zona is in the boat by himself. And then there's other ones where there's a guy in the boat with him, and maybe even sometimes two guys in the boat with him?
Only if there's a guest. Typically only one camera guy in the boat with Zona, and the other, if we have two cameras, the other camera's in the camera boat, you know, getting that angle. So, but there's a lot of time where the one camera is in the boat with him. And you know, you can tell he's right there in the face of the camera and doing his thing.
Right, right. Talk about the use of drones. This is something that's still got to be relatively new. But I imagine this has been a new skill that one of the cameramen at times, if they're going to get drone shots, has had to acquire. And you can get, I would imagine, you can get pretty close up. And how do you get rid of the noise of the drone when you're shooting that?
Well, again, we're using the audio from different scenes and that you're seeing the drone on. Sometimes you can hear it. Sometimes we're really using that shot and you're really using the audio and you can hear it. But a lot of times not. A lot of times the drone is just has been shot at a different time, and it's cut in and works with the scene that's happening, and is able to be cut in. Now, you know, we've been running drones here for 4 or 5 years. We've crashed quite a few drones in our time, and really gone through a lot of the process of the FCC and all the rules and regulations. And our drone operator, like any commercial drone operator, had to get his not a full pilot's license, but had to go through a full test to get his license to fly that drone in that capacity.
Now these scene setter shots, the high overhead shots that we see from the drone that go over the lake, are those shot from a plane, or are those all shot from a drone now?
No, all drone. Everything's drone these days. Yep. Oh,
that is something. Mike McInnes with us. All right, the underwater shots. I'm fascinated by that. You see the guy releasing, you know, you see Zona releasing the fish, and you see the underwater shot as the fish is released. Is this a, tell us a little bit about how that shot is captured.
That's GoPro at its best. You know, they come with a little housing and you put them on a pole. And you can go as deep as you want in the water with them these days. Been doing that for quite a while. But, you know, when we started, I know when Dad started his show, he had a giant case with his big film camera in it. And it was a huge production just to get, you know, 30 seconds of underwater footage. Now you can do it all day long and just grab that pole and flip the camera on and stick it in the water anytime you want. It's a pretty easy and quick process.
Now, is that the same? So that's when we see the lure coming through the rocks or in the working its way through weeds and things like that. That's just a matter of the GoPro on a pole.
Setup that Zona's got, and I forget what the camera is, but it's in line. It's in line with the fishing line, and it's got the lure right behind it, and it's a fascinating shot. It really is cool.
All right, Mike. Finally, of course, Bassmaster live coverage will begin soon with the Elite Series returning, Lake Martin coming up in the middle of February. You've had a short off season. Is there any kind of new twist to how those shows will be produced? We know cell coverage is a big thing. I've always joked about, boy, they ought to have a blimp with a cell on there or something, with an antenna on there like they do in NASCAR, you know what I mean, for the in-car shots.
Yep.
But is there any new things that we're going to see on live?
Technology, not necessarily. We are shifting our hours a little bit, starting just a little bit later and trying to take it into the weigh-ins a little bit later. We feel like we're getting more and more viewers later in the morning and later in the day. And so I think we're just trying to perfect what we're doing with live. Of course, we're on ESPN3 again this year. We're on Bassmaster.com. We're just trying to. It's not about technology in the Elite Series. It's about these anglers,
right.
And so we're trying to do the best that we can to show what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how they're winning these Elite Series events. That's what's most important to us at this time.
Tremendous stuff. All right, Mike, we appreciate you kind of pulling a curtain back for us for a minute, and we'll look forward to talking again.
Good deal. Thank you.
All right. We'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio on ESB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Now is your chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha VF150 LA motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. Total prize value of $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. That's Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Fish with Brandon Polinek and win great prizes. So you love the outdoors, but you love to work too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume.
The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming back to Lake Martin in Alexander City, Alabama. Weigh-ins and takeoff will occur at Wind Creek State Park February 8th through the 11th. Takeoff begins at 6:15 a.m. and weigh-ins will begin at 2:30 p.m. A family-friendly expo with interactive sponsor displays on Saturday and Sunday. This is stop one on what promises to be a great season on the Elite Series. Will the Alabama gang be the ones to beat, or will an outsider be champ? Additional details at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio and ESB Nation Radio Network. I want to thank Mike McInnes for kind of pulling a curtain back a little bit on how these fishing shows are done. And a guy who works also at JM Associates, this is like the JM Associates show, is Ronnie Moore. Now, I want to talk some fantasy fishing with Ronnie, but Ronnie does a lot of production stuff and so on, and he joins us now on Bassmaster Radio. Ronnie, welcome back. How are you, man?
Good. How are you guys? It's good to be the first time doing it in 2018. It's been a month or so.
Yeah, 2018. It's good. The Elite Series will start out with an ice fishing event on Lake Martin because it's been like 4 degrees. I mean, what a cold week we've had this week. Unbelievable. But we'll get to the fantasy fish in a moment. But before we get there, you spend a lot of time in post-production, don't you? You put a lot of clips together, do a lot of editing. I mean, that's kind of your regular gig there at JM Associates, right?
For sure. For sure. I'm not one of the TV show editors by any means. I'm not that skilled yet, but I do work closely with those guys and learn from them. And I put a lot of the videos, the tip videos that you see on the Bassmaster.com, and some of the, you know, nuggets from each event where an angler gives you the goods on what he's doing, or those action highlight reels. Sometimes, you know, I've started to put those together at the end of this year, and really been a learning year. 2017 was taking this new role, but I'm getting the hang of the whole system, and I can't wait to start doing it in 2018 with a new crop of guys, or at least a couple new guys.
Yeah. Do you ever get like a guy that's he's being a little too candid, and then you're recording him in terms of how he was doing, or what technique or what bait he was using? Maybe it's a prototype, and he says, "Oh, wait a minute, don't use that. That needs to be cut out. I don't want you to say." Do you ever get guys like telling you not to use certain stuff?
Oh, there is definitely a good relationship that we have to have with people, because you don't want to burn your anglers. Right. Especially when they're live or in a video that you might cut out later. So especially during previews as well, you know, they say some stuff and then they're like, man, can we not include that? And, you know, sometimes we do them a favor and say, yeah, or sometimes we're like, no, we're going to keep it, but it won't roll until this date, you know, after the event's done or whatever the case may be. But we try to be courteous because we realize that some of the interviews that anglers do with us are optional, and right, we enjoy working with them. So we won't always have that good working relationship. And I'm used to that from my days covering the elites on the water and whatnot. If there's a landmark in the background, I'll tell them, hey, I'm going to line up over here so I don't get that big water tower in the background. And then they understand why I'm like up ahead of them or on this angle, just so they know I'm looking out for them.
Right.
You know, whatnot. Like somebody, I remember in an open last year, I believe it was Hunter Shryock, and he caught a couple fish right outside of a marina, and it would have been really easy to know where it was. So he stood up and held it up, you know, all excited, 4-pounder, holding it to the skies. And I waved him to crouch down. And so he like, you know, got down on his knees on the back deck and held up the fish. And you could, you know, just so I could crop it out, I wanted to keep the fish in the gallery, but I didn't want to burn him at the same time. So anglers really appreciate that. And then there's a good time where we're like, hey, we want you to give up the goods and teach these fans about how to fish, and they'll oblige, and they'll definitely give us some good stuff.
Yeah. You know, we do the same thing with Bassmaster Radio. A lot of the guys will come on. We do a Technique of the Week segment often, and they'll come on and they'll talk about a particular technique. And it's funny. And some of them will be slow to start. You know, even King Kong himself, you know, KVD would come out and talk about jerk baiting. And, you know, he showed us that you could, you know, it doesn't have to be 52 degree water and clear, you know, to be jerk baiting. He was, you know, where he used it basically everywhere last year on the Elite Tour. And he says, well, it's out there now. Everybody knows. And he was a little slow to start, but then he started really getting into the technique of it. And as you say, teaching the listeners, in this case, you know, the technique. But, you know, you have to be careful with that because guys are guarded. And there's a lot of prototypes out there. I think people don't understand just how much these guys use stuff that is not on the open market yet.
Well, I remember specifically last year at Sam Rayburn, Jason Christie was catching fish on a frog, and it was, you know, 2 or 3 foot rollers into the shallow grassy areas he was fishing, and he was catching them on a frog, and and it wasn't a normal frog. So we all started speculating, and it was at the end of the show, you know, when we really tried to figure out what it was, but we didn't bother him asking what it was about. We didn't try to impede on his area because we knew it was day two of the event, and we didn't want anybody finding out if it was something special. And it turns out, you know, it was a prototype for one of his sponsors, I guess, you know, like Pradco or Booyah or something like that. And so that's probably going to be unveiled at ICAST or something. And it's one of those deals where you got to scratch the angler's back because we're getting some amazing access nowadays.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where, like you said, KVD can't hide jerk baiting all year because everyone, you know, we go from lake to lake and we saw so many people using it. And then they realize, hey, they probably get less guarded when they're like, hey, it's not really a secret. If I tell them that I like to throw a shaky head, I'm not giving up too much, you know, and that it's not a secret anymore, blah, 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 you know. So
yeah,
it's pretty respectable. It's definitely a relationship. You don't want to burn these anglers, but you also got to cover the event as a media organization, you know.
Ronnie Moore with us. All right, let's talk a little bit of fantasy fishing. You know, a lot of listeners, you know, they play fantasy football or fantasy baseball, you know, where it all started with rotisserie leagues and things like that. And I know my non-fishing friends, when I talk about how excited I get about fantasy fishing, they think, you know, I'm the geekiest of geeks. But this is something that really sets up well for fishing. It's almost as if fishing, you know, it has a perfect tie-in with fantasy. And whoever came up with the system of the five buckets and you pick one guy from each of these five buckets and so on, just talk about the way it's done and how perfect it is for professional fishing tournaments. And it gets your interest. It keeps your interest up where every day you're going in and looking at, you know, where did this guy finish? You know, he might be in the middle of the pack, but he's important to you for fantasy points.
Well, that's completely true. I mean, there's so many different strategies, but one thing that's really awesome for fans is that, hey, if you want to do a fantasy football league with your buddies, you can, but you probably are going to do a free league. So there's zero chance of prizes, only a chance of some trash talk.
Right.
Well, in fantasy fishing here, you can, you know, create a free login and a free account. You don't even have to be a Bassmaster member. Obviously, we enjoy it if you're a Bassmaster member, but you can create a free account and then you join any league, or you don't even have to join a league. And you just pick your team every single week. You pay $0. And at the end of the year, if you are in the top 10 or if you won an event, you know, a specific event, you can win a bunch of prizes. I mean, the dude won a bass boat last year.
Yeah.
Like, how crazy is that? You pay $0. You pick your five guys, give your 2 cents, and you can win a bass boat. So that's pretty unique. But when it comes to the specific buckets, I mean, you can go so many different ways. I always talk about in my fantasy columns, on Bassmaster.com, that I like to avoid the guys that are high percentage picks. Obviously, I can't win anything because I'm an employee of the organization, but I genuinely think that picking, you know, the Mike Iaconellis, the Kevin Van Dams, the Brandon Polinics, that's a gimme. I'm not telling anybody anything if I tell them to pick the AOI leader. You know, that's a given. He's doing well. You should probably pick him. So I really try to since I have a lot more access to the 111 guys than most people would, I know a lot of their different styles, and it probably hurts me more because there are so many guys that do so many things well that I'm like trying to be sneaky with a pick, and it's hit or miss on if a guy's going to finish 50th or first or 95th. So, you know, Lake Martin's going to be interesting. I kind of did my fantasy story for Lake Martin based on the weather. Basically, if it's going to stay this cold in the teens to 20s like it has been, or if it does get up into the 50s as the high, you know, for a solid week, those fish in Alabama will maybe start transitioning and they'll start getting into that early pre-spawn instead of that late winter pattern deal. So I kind of pick a guy per bucket based on that, and I don't know if you want me to give my picks or not, but
some of
them are secretive
for now. No, we'll hold off on the picks now because we still have 21 days before the tournament or so, 18 days, 19. It depends on when people are listening to this, but we still have a few weeks before that. So we'll hold. We'll have plenty of time to get to the picks. Now, if somebody wants to get in a group, like I got into the beat Ronnie Moore group, right? I mean, because that's what I want to do. I want to beat Ronnie Moore. Now, you're good at this, and you know, this is neat. I didn't really realize, I've been playing fantasy fishing for a couple of years now, and didn't really realize there was the group aspect where you could get into that. But you're still eligible, if you are eligible, if you're not an employee of the company, but you're still eligible for the main prizes, even though you're in a particular group, correct?
Oh, for sure. For sure. There's definitely groups in here that offer prizes up, you know, public groups. Like one of the biggest groups in the whole Bassmaster Fantasy world is Tackle Warehouse, because who wouldn't want to join Tackle Warehouse's group and win rods, reels, tackle, whatever, every single week? But there are a lot of other leagues as well. Like you said, beat Ronnie Moore, and I chuckled at it because I was just thinking, like, hey, I want a way to keep up with all my friends that want to trash talk and keep up with all the people on social media that follow me that look at my picks, and I want to, you know, that say I could beat you, and I'm like, well, we're five events into the 2017 season. We can't really measure our whole seasons against each other, but in 2018 we can. So I created that group, Beat Ronnie Moore, and there's 180 people in it right now. So I don't know. I might offer up some prizes if somebody wins overall for the year or weekly or whatever the case may be. But you can, you know, there's a lot of good groups out there and a lot of places. You know, you can sign up for fantasy fishing like you did and get in my group and still win the whole shebang for the whole Bassmaster Fantasy. You don't have to be in a specific group for that.
Right.
But if you're a member of a certain group, you obviously are eligible for the prizes or the trash talk they offer up.
Now, by the way, the winner overall of the season wins a Triton 189 TRX, $34,695 with Yamaha power on it. And then each week, it's $2,500 Bass Pro Shops gift card, which is, you know, goes a long ways at Bass Pro Shops. That's tremendous. But here's the kicker. You talked about being a member before. This is why you want to join, folks. If you join, you get an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. That's for each event if you win and if you're a member. So that's that adds to the prize package just for being a member. So that's good stuff. And I'm in the Beat Ronnie Moore group. So if you want to get into that one, you can get into that one. That's for sure. And it's really fun to play, and it's really easy to play. All right, Ronnie, we'll circle back when we get a little closer to the tournament. We'll start. We'll share some pick ideas with our listeners, and of course, they can read you at Bassmaster.com in the fantasy section as well. You and many others who are giving your opinions on fantasy fishing. But this is good stuff, and I'm looking forward to it, man.
I am too. I want to lose. You know, I can swing for the fences sometimes because I can't win.
You don't want to.
So,
lose.
Yeah. You know, I wanna beat all my friends and talk the trash because that's all I got at stake.
I hear you, man. All right, appreciate you, Ronnie. We'll do it again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come back with more right after this. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
Bassmaster.com is the ultimate go-to destination for all things bass fishing. Whether you want the latest how-to information, up-to-date tournament and bass fishing news, information on state or world records, Bassmaster.com is the place to be. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world. Find it all at Bassmaster.com. Think you know bass fishing? Sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing and test yourself against other bass fishing fans. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops, and one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha motor. Plus, Fantasy Fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their teams will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. So if you're not a member now, become one. Then sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com.
The Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods returns to Greenville and Lake Hartwell. Takeoff will be at Green Pond Landing and Event Center, and the weigh-ins will occur at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville. Be sure to check out the fan favorite Geico Bassmaster Classic Outdoors Expo presented by Dick's Sporting Goods. Once again, it'll be held in the 250,000 square foot TD Convention Center, the biggest event in professional angling. We'll see you there. Additional details at Bassmaster.com. Now is your chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha VF150 LA motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. Total prize value of $57,500. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. That's Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Fish with Brandon Polinek and win great prizes.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Hi, welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network, and now a chance to talk to one of our young hotshots on the tour. He was fourth in the Rookie of the Year last year. He was 37th in the Angler of the Year standings in 2017. He has won three of the last four Opens that he has entered. I think he's been banned from the Opens now. I'm not sure. We'll ask him. And he's an Alabama fan from Cullman, Alabama, Jesse Wiggins. Jesse, welcome back to the show. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Are you still in the afterglow? Have you learned how to say Tua Tagovailoa now that you know that the new hero for the Alabama Crimson Tide, your beloved Tide?
Yes, I've actually been saying his name all year long because I can't stand when Jalen Hurts has to pass it. I mean, he's an awesome player, don't get me wrong, but he cannot throw the ball at a college level. And just by the little sample we got it too all year, I knew what was going to happen. And sure enough, it did. And it happened just in time, too.
Yeah.
Just in time.
Yeah. Well, you can identify because being a young guy on the tour and him being a I still can't get over he's like 18 years old or 19 years old, and he had the poise to make that play right after being sacked, no less. You know, I mean, you know, most guys would have been, they wouldn't even be looking out their ear hole. They wouldn't know what direction to do, you know, the look. And he made that cool play right after that, and it was quite the stunner.
Yes, it was amazing. I was hollering. I like Alabama football, so I was showing up happy.
You got guys? Do you got any fishermen buddies that are Georgia? You know, that are Georgia fans that are from Georgia that maybe you're getting after a little bit, razzing them a little bit.
I don't know if there is. I'm sure there's one or two that is, but I don't really know any. But I don't know. I was just so happy to win. I ain't really much of a trash talker because I know everybody hates Alabama anyway. So
right.
Anything kind of, if Alabama loses or anything, we get to hear it. So.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I sure was happy they won it, though.
Yeah, yeah. Jesse Wiggins with us from Cullman, Alabama. All right, before we get into some of the things you're doing in the offseason and prepping, one of the things I wanted to talk about was, of course, the tragic death of Nick Kaler during an FLW event on Lake Okeechobee last week. And in a way, you know, I'm surprised that we don't hear about more accidents out there with the technology, with the boats, with the speeds and so on, and some of the heavy water that you guys can run into. I would imagine this kind of rocked the entire fishing world, from pros to guys like me that fish as co-anglers and team events and things like that. It kind of gives everybody a little bit of a pause. But what went through your mind when you heard that, you know, somebody had been thrown from a boat like that on Okeechobee?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I thought was, man, I hope they're okay. And then once, you know, how the week went on and then they finally found him, and it just made you realize, you know, how quick something like that could happen. I mean, you always put yourself, I put myself in that situation. And I mean, it's just, you realize how quick something bad can happen. And so that's the kind of the thing I took away from it. And it's kind of what we hope everybody else does, too, is just, you know, just realize how quick something bad can happen when you're out there on the water.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you think that Back when I started fishing tournaments back in the 80s, that the limit was 150 on the boats. Of course, we got 250s. We got 21-foot boats now. Do you think that there's a thought at all that maybe we need to limit horsepower again, or do you think we're all right with the boats? It's just a matter of boat control and being safe with your boat.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that part is, because, I mean, a 21-foot boat is safer than a 15-foot boat, or a 17 to 18-foot boat,
right,
as far as big waves. And, I mean, there's going to be big waves on every lake. You know, we go there, not every lake, but every year we're going to have tournaments on big water where, there's potential, to have, rough and big waves. But I think the main thing is just people just going to have common sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, common sense can prevent a lot of things from happening. Yeah. So, not running as fast in that kind of water, or trying to go around it, mm-hmm. or just not going out in that. I mean, Tripp does a good job with our tournaments of canceling the days when it's rough. I mean, we had two or three days this year that got canceled. So, yeah. He does a good job with that. And I hate going out there in rough water anyways. I mean, it just messes all your equipment up, and it's so rough on everything. But, I don't think the horsepower and stuff like that's going to – I don't think that matters as long as somebody's using common sense. Because, right. I mean, you can't really put a 150 on a 21-foot boat, which is a 21-foot boat's going to be a lot more reliable in that kind of water if you was to get stuck in it. But so I think, just trying to reiterate – everybody using common sense is the main goal that we need to have.
Yeah, Jesse Wiggins with us, Elite Series Pro, no longer a rookie. We'll get to that in a moment. It would also, and I echo what you say about Tripp. I know a lot of guys when they canceled the day at Champlain, there were a certain amount of guys that are upset, and they're like, well, we can take care of ourselves. We'll find lee water. We'll find, some place you got to make that adjustment. And I get that, but I also understand the responsibility of the organization and putting safety first. And sometimes what it looks like at the ramp, and even within a mile or so of the ramp, is a whole nother world when you get out there on some of that big water and all of a sudden you're talking about, and Okeechobee is this way. I mean, if there's a north wind and you're running to the south end, it might seem fine on that north wall, that north shore, but by the time you get halfway across the lake, it's rolling out there. So it can get like the ocean out there. So, I echo what you say about what Tripp does, and I think that, that's a very, very important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know Tripp, like you said, of it not being rough at the ramp, he'll actually get out in somebody's boat and go out and check it, even if it's just fog delays. I've seen him go out in the fog and check it out on the main lakes and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, he does a really good job with it. I mean, he tries to control what he can control.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be days where it's calm in the morning, and wind wouldn't expect it, and all of a sudden at 1 o'clock the wind kicks up. I mean, there's some days you can't control that. And that just comes back to everybody's just going to have to use common sense and, just don't try to go too fast.
And fog is a big issue as well. That's the other thing, especially early on in the season and so on, because that becomes an issue where you'll be running along and you can see well enough that you feel comfortable running. But then all of a sudden it's pea soup and guys sometimes they just rely on their electronics and they're looking at their mapping, but the mapping isn't going to tell you that there's a boat sitting in the middle of the channel that's, going a lot slower than you are, or some other obstruction that could be out there. And that's the thing that always, scares me, is when you get that heavy pea soup fog out there.
Absolutely. I know what you mean. And, I mean, that's just like I said, he tries to go out and just to see what it looks like on out from the ramp. But, yeah, I mean, some things like that you just can't control. And, I mean, that just goes back to, if it gets like that, you're just going to have to slow down.
But yeah.
There's no other way around it.
Do you and the guys stay on top of the weather quite a bit? I mean, will you check it throughout the day if there's any chance of it being high winds coming up later on, or electrical storm? Another problem on the water is electrical storms and so on. Is that something that is a part of your morning routine?
Yes. I mean, all night, the night before, the next morning, and even during the day, I'm checking the wind and just making sure, just trying to, usually in the mornings, just trying to get a game plan of, if it's supposed to get windy at dinner or at 2, just kind of just be ready and plan for it. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
And it seems like that kind of works.
Yeah, Jesse Wiggins with us. All right, let's talk a little bit about the off season and how you have been prepping. We're off limits now for Lake Martin, which will be the first Elite Series event coming up. That'll be followed by the Classic. That's off limits as well. It's been a brutally cold week throughout the South. So what's Jesse Wiggins doing, you know, when you can't fish the next couple of events? What are you doing right now in this cold snap?
I've actually been working a few nights. I actually worked last night, and then I got work tonight. So I've worked a few nights, been messing with a little tackle. Got my boat from Basscat, so I'm working on getting it wrapped. I actually got to take it, I think, tomorrow and get it wrapped. So that kind of says what I've been working on the last week or so.
Yeah. Things will start out, as I said, at Lake Martin. This is not a place that's frequented often by the Elite Series. Do you think that the Alabama gang, you guys that are from the area, have a distinct advantage going to Lake Martin, or do you think it'll be wide open?
It'll probably be wide open, just like always. I mean, there'll be a few guys that probably know it a little bit better. I don't know. I've been there one time, or I fished for 3 days down there right before the off limits, and that's the only time I had been there. But it's got spotted bass in it, and spotted bass will play a little bit of a factor, so I don't know if I've got an advantage, but I am used to catching spotted bass,
right.
So I don't know if it'll be the same. From what I've seen, it don't really fish like Smith Lake does. To me, it doesn't. A little bit. I mean, it's deep, and there's fish on points and humps and that kind of stuff, but you know, I don't think it has as many fish in it as Smith Lake does, so it makes it a little different for me. But as far as advantages, I don't know. These guys are so good. After they get 3 days on it practicing, it kind of evens out the playing field, if you ask me.
Yeah.
There'll be some guys that have a few more brush piles than the other guys. But when I was down there this week, or last week, and I mean, the fish wasn't really in the brush that good. So if it doesn't warm up, you know, if brush doesn't play a factor, I don't think there will be much of a, you know, a head start anybody's got on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 weeks away or so. It could change a lot. I mean, even though we've had this cold snap, I mean, how much do you think that this could impact the conditions down there if the water, you know, temperature has plummeted? But in 3 weeks, it could be, you know, it could be 50s and 60s during the day.
Yeah, I've actually looked at the long-term forecast. It's supposed to be in the 50s and 60s, you know, the next 2 weeks all day. And so, I mean, that'll warm the water. I don't know if it'll warm it, but it'll keep it from dropping any farther. But I think if it gets really cold, though, down there, it will hurt the fishing big time. If the water gets in the low 40s, it'll be a low-weight tournament, I'm almost positive.
Yeah.
But if it stays above 48, you know, it'll be fine. People will catch them. But yeah, it's supposed to be, you know, fairly decent temperatures the next 2 weeks. So I hope it stays like that throughout the tournament, so we'll be able to catch some fish in the tournament.
Jesse Wiggins with us. All right, you won 3 of the last 4 Opens. They were Southern Opens, now the Eastern Opens. Is it true? Have you been banned from the Opens? Is that why you're not fishing the Opens? Are you completely banned because you've been an ATM machine at the 3 of your last 4 Opens?
Yeah, I've been fortunate the last couple years in the Opens. I will say, I don't know what the deal is, but I mean, they just seem like they jump in the boat in those tournaments. 2 of them was on the home lake, though, I will say. I mean, I feel like I want to win out down there every tournament, so I feel like I got a chance anytime we put the boat in order down there. But no, I ain't banned or nothing, I promise. I just, it's messing up. It ain't involved with our elite schedule, but there's like 3 different tournaments where we'll be fishing back to back to back. And I just didn't want to do that. I mean, I still probably will. I'll probably fish a couple of the Opens, just cherry picking them if they have enough, you know, if they have enough room for any more boaters. But if not, I probably just won't fish them. I just didn't want to drive all that distance. And they wasn't coming back to Smith Lake, so
yeah.
I really wasn't looking forward to any of the tournament, you know, the tournaments on the schedule besides maybe like Champlain that's up north. It's one of the Eastern Opens.
Yeah.
But if I got time, I may fish one of those. And then there's one on Logan Martin in September. I may fish it too if they don't have enough to fill it up. But Other than that, I just didn't want to do all that driving. That's the reason I didn't do it.
You're like the Crimson Tide of the Opens, man. You've won 3 out of the last 4. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how you are. So, that's good stuff. I appreciate you joining us. Good luck this season. We'll see you out there somewhere on the tour. Jesse Wiggins has been our guest. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. See y'all later.
Great guy right there, and another one of the good young guns. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up next. I'm Tom Abraham. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
Visit the Bassmaster online store for all your official Bassmaster merchandise. Hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, DVDs, and more. Buy for yourself or give as a gift. It's the perfect time of year to shop for the bass fishermen fans in your life. Check out the deals at Bassmaster.com/store. Also, be sure to check out Bassmaster's official social media accounts, including Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Give us a follow and see pictures, videos, and behind-the-scenes action from the bass fishing world.
Show your passion for the sport of bass fishing by becoming a BASS member today. Tom Abraham here, and one of the best moves I ever made was becoming a BASS lifetime member in 1981. Knowing that I'm a member of bass fishing's largest, most influential community is not only rewarding, but important to the future of our sport. Of course, the magazine is great, as are all the benefits. Join or renew your membership and receive a free gift pack for 1 year, 5 year, and lifetime memberships. Visit Bassmaster.com and click on Join for details. So you love the outdoors, but you love to work, too. Well, if you're an electrician or work in the electrical contracting trade, ABC Electric Service in Southwest Florida has an opportunity for you right now. Southwest Florida is an exploding market, but it's also a fisherman's paradise. From the back bays and offshore fishing of the Gulf to nearby Lake Okeechobee, Southwest Florida has it all. And ABC Electric has been serving this market for over 40 years. They are looking for everything from apprentices to estimators and management talent. Go to abcelectricservice.com to learn more and email your resume.
The Bassmaster Elite Series is coming back to Lake Martin in Alexander City, Alabama. Weigh-ins and takeoff will occur at Wind Creek State Park February 8th through the 11th. Takeoff begins at 6:15 a.m. and weigh-ins will begin at 2:30 p.m. A family-friendly expo with interactive sponsor displays on Saturday and Sunday. This is stop one on what promises to be a great season on the Elite Series. Will the Alabama gang be the ones to beat, or will an outsider be champ? Additional details at Bassmaster.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, and as we idle this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Visit Bassmaster.com to enter now for a chance to fish with the 2017 Toyota Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Brandon Polinek, and win a Skeeter ZX190 with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, Brandon's prize pack includes items from Hummingbird, Minn Kota, Cabela's, GoPro, and more. The total prize value is over $57,000. Enter at Bassmaster.com/sweepstakes. Now, while you're at the site, sign up to play Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing as well. Individual Bassmaster Classic and Elite winners will receive a $2,500 gift card to Bass Pro Shops. And one grand prize winner will win a Triton 189 TRX boat with a Yamaha 150 motor. Plus, fantasy fishing winners who are BASS members when they set their team will win an additional $500 Bass Pro Shops gift card. Another great reason to become a member of BASS today. You can sign up at BassmasterFantasy.com. Speaking of BASS members, you can also sign up to be a marshal at an Elite Series event. And for lifetime members or nation members, get your credentials now for the 2018 Geico Bassmaster Classic presented by Dick's Sporting Goods, March 16th through 18th at Hartwell. Bassmaster is also pleased to announce a new improved app for downloading and reading the magazine. The new app offers a responsive view, bookmarks, and the ability to search across all issues, social media sharing, and much more. Digital subscriptions are available for $19.99 through Bassmaster.com/digital, iTunes, or the Google Play Store for Apple and Android devices. Current members can add a digital subscription for 50% off the full digital price at Bassmaster.com/digital. Now coming up on the tournament schedule, Carhartt College Central Tour presented by Bass Pro Shops at Toledo Bend next weekend, January 25th through 27th. Then the Mossy Oak Bassmaster High School Central Open presented by Dick's Sporting Goods will be the following day, January 28th, also at Toledo Bend. And then there's the Bass Pro Shops Eastern Open #1. at the Kissimmee Chain of Lakes in Kissimmee, Florida. That's February 1st through 3rd. I will be there, and hopefully I'll see you as well. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Plus, if you have any questions or a guest you'd like to hear or a technique featured in our Technique of the Week, just tweet it to us at @bass_nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio, or hit the Facebook page at facebook.com/BASS and leave us a comment. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. This has been Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.